Hi, Beamer.
Hi, Larry. I just heard Mr. Bloomgarden's going to inspect the lockers.
Yeah, the kids were talking about it. Mr. Bloomgarden heard somebody brought rotten eggs to school again. You didn't bring rotten eggs, did you?
No, but I brought something else.
Beaver! Bringing a dog to school? You're going to get in all kinds of trouble.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, Ward, where can those boys be? They should have been home from school at least an hour ago.
Oh, June, a rainy day is a challenge to any growing boy. Gives him a chance to find a lot of new ways to get soaking wet.
Well, I just wish they'd worn their raincoats this morning. Here comes somebody.
It's a kid, and he's running.
Is it one of ours?
Yep, must be. Jumped right in that big puddle out in front of the house with both feet. It's Wally.
Wonder where the Beaver is. Oh! Oh, whoa! Look at you. You're soaking wet.
Sure, Mom. It's raining out.
Oh, Wally.
You know, Wally, I was watching you out the window there. Could you tell me why you would deliberately jump in a puddle of water?
Gee, Dad, I just want to see if these new shoes were waterproof. I guess they're not.
No.
Where's your brother, Wally? Didn't he come home with you?
Well, he started to, but then it got kind of wet while we were watching some men take a car out of the mud. So I think he went over to Larry Mondello's house.
Well, you better get on upstairs and get some dry clothes on.
Ward, I'm worried about the Beaver. Don't you think you ought to go over to Larry's house and get him?
Oh, let's wait a couple of minutes. He probably...
Hi!
Well, thank goodness you're covered up.
Larry Mondello lent me his raincoat.
We've been worried about you, Beaver. Why do you have your jacket rolled up like that?
I have it rolled up so it won't get wet.
What do you suppose he has in the jacket?
You think he's hiding something?
Sure he's hiding something. Remember when he smuggled in the chocolate eclairs wrapped up in his sweater?
Ooh. Hope it's nothing that sticky.
Hey, Beaver, what is it?
You know, Wally, it's a dog.
Yeah, I guess he is. I think he's what they call a Mexican hairless.
He's hairless, all right, but I don't know if he's Mexican.
Where'd you get that thing?
I traded Larry Mondello my glass doorknob for it. He got it from Whitey Whitney. Whitey found him eating out of his garbage pail. I haven't got a name for him yet.
Did Dad say he had to get rid of him?
No, he didn't say that.
Gee, how come?
Didn't have a chance to. He doesn't know I got him.
You better go down and tell him. I gotta take my shower.
But Beaver, he's so tiny.
Wally says he's a bald-headed Mexican.
He's a Chihuahua, Beaver.
Wally says you might let me keep him.
Beaver, you and Wally had a dog once, remember? You didn't take care of him. We had to give him away.
But I can't put him out in the rain. He's so small. He might get washed down a sewer or something.
Well, I don't mean tonight, Beaver. But anyway, a dog like this obviously belongs to somebody.
How do you know? He ain't got nothing to show who he belongs to.
Well, I know you don't quite understand, Beaver. But believe me, the only right thing to do is to find out who owns the dog.
Yes, Beaver, he probably belongs to somebody who loves him very much. You can understand that, can't you?
Yeah, I can understand that.
I tell you what, Beaver, I have to work a while tomorrow. So in the morning, I'll take you and Wally by the newspaper office, and you can place an ad in the Lost and Found.
Okay, Dad.
Beaver, why don't you take him upstairs and tidy him up a bit? But don't use a clean towel on him.
Oh, no, Mom. I'll wash myself first and get one dirty.
He seems pretty upset about having to give that dog back.
Yeah, he'll get over it. When I was a kid, I was always bringing home some kind of animal. I remember once my brother and I brought home a duck.
A duck?
Yeah. The lake was frozen over, and it was wandering around on the ice. We felt sorry for it, so we bundled it up and brought it home.
Where in the world did you keep it?
Made a nest for it in the bathtub. Oh, we cleaned it up and kept it warm and fed it Father's best imported sardines.
And then?
Then spring came and it flew away. That's when I learned that to a duck there's no such thing as gratitude.
I found a dog. The dog is a chi.
I scratched that out.
Oh, yes. The dog is brownish with no hair. I got the dog from my friend Larry, but it was not his because Whitey found him in his garbage pail.
He means eating out of his garbage pail.
Oh, I see. If the dog you lost is the one I found, I'm the one who found it. Signed, Beaver Cleaver. Young man, did you write this all by yourself?
No, my brother here helped me with it.
Well, just with the hard stuff.
Well, I think I might be able to reword it so it's just a little clearer.
Don't make it too clear. I want to keep the dog.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but I'm afraid it's not your dog. Well, I can appreciate how anxious you are to locate Frederick III, but I believe I know the difference between an Airedale and a Chihuahua. Not at all. Good night.
Another false alarm?
Mm-hmm.
You know that makes the 14th call in 2 days.
Must be the time of year when dogs leave home.
You don't know about that. Your experience has been confined to ducks.
Yeah. Where is our bald-headed friend?
Boys have him upstairs. I think they're giving him a bath.
Oh.
You know, even Wally's grown attached to him.
Well, when I saw his muddy face that first night, I never thought I could grow to love him. But I have to admit, he has a kind of pathetic appeal.
Probably his Latin charm. You know, like Cesar Romero.
Well, I think I'll let him take the ad out of the paper tomorrow. What are you knitting?
Sweater.
It looks kind of small.
Oh, honey, calm down. It's for the dog.
Oh! Now I've got it. It's cute. Hello.
Should we put some of Mom's bath salts in the water?
Heck no. When you're a dog, it spoils all the fun if you can't smell like one.
You kind of like him now, huh, Wally?
Well, I'm getting used to him being funny looking.
I don't think it bothers him being funny looking. To another dog, he's probably as good looking as anybody is.
You know, Beaver, you're really getting a break. Out of all the answers to the ad, none of them was the right one.
Yeah. If the right one doesn't show up, you think Dad'll let me keep the dog?
I wouldn't be surprised. I know Dad's kind of old, but he probably remembers when he was a kid.
Yes, Mrs. Bennett. Tomorrow morning will be fine. Oh, that's perfectly all right.
She sounds like the right one.
Well, she described him to a T. Says his name's Poncho. She's going to pick him up in the morning.
Oh, or the Beaver's going to be heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, maybe I shouldn't tell him tonight.
Maybe not.
I'll tell him in the morning. Beaver, the lady phoned last night, and it's her dog.
You sure, Dad?
Yeah. She promised you a reward, though.
I don't want a reward. I just want my dog.
But, Beaver, if it's her dog, you're just going to have to give it back to her.
But she hasn't seen it. Maybe it's still the wrong dog.
No, I don't think so, Beaver. Well, I've got to get my breakfast, and you boys better get on to school. Oh, she said the dog's name was Pancho.
We're both sorry, Beaver.
It's too bad about the dog, Beav.
I bet his name isn't Pancho.
I don't know, but we better get to school.
I think I'll go get my arithmetic book.
You already got your arithmetic book.
Then I think I'll go get another book.
Well, I can't understand it, Mrs. Bennett. I've looked for that dog in the garage and in the basement, and this is the second time I've looked through the boys' room.
Well, your husband assured me Pancho would be here. I was out of town, and I was so upset when I got back to find out that Pancho had run away. I know that cleaning woman let him out. She doesn't like dogs. Of course, I've never treated Pancho as a dog at all. He's always been one of the family.
Well, I can't imagine where he could be. Well, you know how boys are.
I have no idea. I never had any children, except Pancho. You don't suppose that the boys are out playing with him someplace?
Oh, no, the boys are in school.
Oh, I hope he hasn't run away again.
Now, do we all have our poem memorized for today?
Yes, Mrs. Canfield.
Whitey, suppose you start us off.
The Wreck of the Asparagus by Longfellow.
The Wreck of the Hesperus by Longfellow.
Oh, yeah. It was the schooner Hesperus sailed the wintry sea and escaped by taking his little daughter to bear him company.
Oh, that's very nice, Whitey. Does anyone know what a skipper is? Larry, how about you?
I don't have to know nothing. I was sick when he gave out the assignment.
Judy?
A skipper is the man who runs the ship, and Larry was not sick when you gave out the assignment.
Thank you, Judy. Linda, suppose you give us the next four lines.
Yes, Miss Canfield. Blue were her eyes as a fairy flax, her cheeks like the dawn of day.
What was that? Theodore, are you making noises?
No, Miss Canfield.
All right, Linda, go on.
And her bosom white as the hawthorn buds that ope in the month of May.
All right, just who is making the noise?
It came out of Beaver, Miss Canfield.
Is that right, Beaver?
Well, it came out of me, but I didn't make it.
Do you have something in your jacket?
You mean besides me?
I mean besides you.
Yes, Miss Canfield.
Now,
Beaver, you know we can't have dogs in school.
I know, but he's so small. He's hardly a dog at all.
Well, nevertheless, I... rest of you go to lunch. I want to talk to Theodore. All right, class. I'm waiting for an explanation.
I think you was.
Beaver, I'm sure you wouldn't deliberately misbehave. Did you bring the dog from home?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll just have to use your lunch hour to take him back.
I can't do that. I had to bring him.
But I don't quite see why.
On account of my father.
You mean your father doesn't like dogs?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, I think he's, allergic to them.
Well, why did you bring the dog to school?
Because Dad's going to give Pancho to a mean old lady who hates dogs.
Well, if she hates dogs, why is she going to take him?
I guess so she'll have something to be mean to.
Theodore, are you telling me the truth?
Not exactly.
Is any of it the truth?
No, hardly any.
Well, I think we'd better take the dog and go down to Mrs. Rayburn's office.
Gee, Miss Canfield, I'd expect Mr. Bloomgarten to screw on me, but I thought you was my friend.
Well, I am your friend, Beaver. That's one of the reasons I'm taking you to Mrs. Rayburn's office. Do you understand?
No. But if we gotta go, let's go now.
I'm sorry, Collins, but we can't have this kind of slipshod work. Look, you had the papers on this 2 weeks ago. There's no reason for these delays. They're costing us money. Wait just a minute. Yeah? Who? Mrs. Rayburn. Well, I'll call her back. All right, put her on. Hang on, Collins. Hello, Miss Rayburn.
Mr. Cleaver, I wonder if you could come down to school. It's about Theodore. Yes, I think you should. You see, he brought a dog with him to school today.
Well, Mrs. Rayburn, he couldn't have brought a dog to school. You see, a woman was coming by the house this morning. A small, light brownish dog. All right, Mrs. Rayburn, I'll be right over. Thank you for calling me. Yes. I'll get back to you later, Collins. I've got to go over to school and see about a chihuahua. It's a dog.
Hi.
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 Gather Mrs. Rayburn got in touch with you.
She certainly did. Beaver, go on upstairs to your room and wait until I call you.
Yes, Dad.
Wally, you'd better go too.
Yes, Dad. Dad? You're not mad at me too, are you?
Not yet.
Oh.
June, do you mean to tell me that Mrs. Rayburn called here first?
Yes, but I thought you could handle it better. Mrs. Rayburn used to be one of my teachers, and she still makes me nervous.
Oh, I've had a delightful afternoon. I had to cancel a business conference in order to go over to school and find out my son has no respect for the truth.
Now, Ward, before you go up there and punish him, why don't we try to figure out why he did it?
What is there to figure out? He did it because he wanted to keep somebody else's dog.
I think he did it because he felt the dog loved him very much, and that was something he needed.
Oh, now, wait a minute, June. What do you mean he needs love? He's got parents, hasn't he? Don't we love him?
Yes, but it's different with a little boy. When a dog loves you, it doesn't ask a lot of questions and make a lot of rules. It just loves you.
You know what I think?
I think you're dramatizing Beaver's motives, so I'll go easy on him. Let's face it, he practically stole the dog.
But what if we don't?
How do you do, Mrs. Cleaver? I just stopped by again to see if you've heard anything about Pancho.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have, Mrs. Bennett. Oh, this is my husband, Mr. Cleaver.
How do you do?
This is Pancho's mother. I mean, owner. Ward, would you get the boys, please? Won't you come in, Mrs. Bennett? Oh,
thank you.
All right, boys, the lady's here for the dog. Wally, will you bring it downstairs, please?
Yes, Dad.
Beaver, I want you to come down and apologize to Mrs. Bennett.
Do I got it, Dad? Seems like I'm apologizing to just about everybody I know today.
I'd like to give your boy a reward. Would you think a dollar would be sufficient for the little fellow?
Well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Bennett, but in view of what's happened, I don't think you should take a reward.
Pancho! Oh, you bad, bad, naughty boy, you. Why, shame on you for running away from these nice people.
He didn't run away from us nice people. I took him to school and kept him there.
But why in the world would you do that, little boy?
Well, you see, I knew I was going to have to give him back to you. But I only had him 2 days. So I took him to school because I figured if I kept him a little longer, he might remember me a little better.
Well, I certainly will never understand children. Well, come along, Pancho. You were a naughty boy. Yes, you were a naughty, naughty boy to run away and leave you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Bennett.
Dad, should I go to my room now?
Yeah?
Are you still going to punish him, Ward?
Yes, I am. But with a little different attitude than before.
Beaver's explanation certainly went over Mrs. Bennett's head, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm sure glad it didn't go over mine.
I'm home.
So you are. How's school?
You know.
Where's Beaver?
We stayed after school. He wanted to talk to Miss Canfield.
You mean she made him stay after?
No, he just wanted to tell her something. When I was leaving, he was trying to get up the nerve. When's supper?
About an hour.
Good, I'm starved.
Beaver, you still at school?
Yes, Miss Canfield, I'm still at school. I just wanted to let you know, I'm not mad at you for squealing at me yesterday.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that, Beaver. You know, I have rules I must follow, too.
Oh, sure, I understand now. If you hadn't have done it, I would have gotten away with something that would have got me in a lot worse of trouble.
That's right, Beaver. You see, that's why teachers have to be strict sometimes. Well, if a teacher can keep you out of little troubles now, there's a good chance you'll keep out of bigger troubles later on.
Good night, Miss Canfield.
Good night, Beaver.